Fasani, good morning, and thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Hello, and good morning to you.
So, I mean, I've just been on a little bit of a rant, but that is a theme that I've noticed. And we see these articles, and everybody talks about it, and all the politicians make all the right noises, but somehow, then we go back to pretending it doesn't exist and carrying on our normal lives. Do you have the same feeling, or because you're involved in this, you see a tremendous amount of work that is being done?
Yes, there is a lot that is being done, especially in the issues of gender-based violence, the sheltering sector, mm-hmm. and protecting abused women. There is a lot that is being done.
Okay, so something that you are doing, which I think is incredible, is you've launched this 24-hour toll-free helpline for victims of domestic violence. Give us a sense of how this is going to operate, how people access it, and how we can help to get the word out there.
The National Shelter Movement of South Africa, through the generous contribution made by the Ford Foundation, is actually launching today at 10 a.m.
Wow.
A national 24-hour, yes, just today on the first World Health Day, but we also took it upon ourselves that today it should be all systems go. We're launching a national 24-hour toll-free shelter helpline. It's going to be officially working tomorrow morning at 8. Any woman, any person who's a victim of abuse and needs a shelter, needs to know where a shelter is going to call that number and be immediately referred to the nearest shelter that is closer to their own comfort. Remember, we've done a number of researches in the past years, and even in 2020, where we continuously hear women saying, we did not know that there is something called a shelter in the country. I did not know there was a shelter near me. So that's why we took it upon ourselves that if we've got a company or an organization that has got this fund, let us establish a shelter helpline that is going to be managed by experts who know all the shelters in the country from their fingertips, such that when a woman or any victim calls, they're able to place that victim to a shelter that is nearer to them.
And I mean, that's an incredible initiative. How do you get obviously you get the word out by talking to radio stations, how else do you get the message out there?
We are actually going to be distributing a number of media releases where we have got our contact numbers on. We're going to be sharing largely on our website. We're going to be sharing on our Facebook page. We've got WhatsApps, and we've got a number of organizations who are supporting us. We're going to be printing out this number and distributing to different communities where each ordinary member of the community can actually know that there is something called a national shelter helpline for victims of domestic violence. So go and out to distribute the community.
Visani, can I just ask you a question? You said that government is doing a lot, specifically in your sector. Does this stem from, you know, a lot of work that has been done by several movements regarding, you know, wanting the president or the government as in a whole to take the matter seriously? I remember two years ago, there was that march that was held by the shutdown movement. And from that, there was a dialogue that was opened, and the president was then forced, you know, to actually take this seriously. Was that a catalyst to what you are seeing now, or is it something that's always been in the works?
It is. It has always been a desire to have this kind of a service. From, as I've said to you, that we have conducted a number of research with different partners. But I think that the march and the organization by the total shutdown leading to the dialogue in 2018, it is also a contributing a factor that we have realized that so much more still needs to be done, because women still die without them finding an opportunity to escape. So we want to make it possible for people to be able to escape situations of violence before it's too late. So this is actually a contribution that we want to make in the sector, to say this is another form of help that is available for you. We have the shelter help plan. So if you do not know where to escape to, run to this. So it is all these builds up from one movement to another, to one dialogue to another.
It's so interesting that you're saying it's so true. You know, a few months ago I was involved we did something called a hackathon, where we got a group of technical people together. It was about 150 people, and we gave them the task of using technology to try and address gender-based violence, specifically here in South Africa. And what was so interesting to me was, depending on which group this was, everybody came up with a very different solution. And I realized in looking at the solutions how multi-layered and multifaceted this is. There isn't a one solution, because somebody, you know, we don't even realize the layers and the levels of, and certainly I don't, and I certainly can't speak for you. You're involved with it, and this is what you immersed in and see it on so many different levels. But it was a shock to me as to how complicated this is and on how many layers and levels it is. And I guess that's the answer, is that we do have to address it exactly as you've said, in so many different ways. We've got to create these solutions.
And you are very right on that one. Because remember, even if a woman is abused today, but her needs will be determined by herself. There is no one who's going to come and say to her, okay, because you are abused, move to a shelter. Because you are abused, move back to your parents or move a city, change jobs and all that. It is a woman who actually has the power to say, this is how I'm suffering and this is the solution, or this is the kind of help that I need. So because National Shelter Movement is specializing in the sheltering sector,
right,
we will try our best to ensure that women who need to escape the situations of violence and any other victim, mind you, there are some organizations that actually take women and their children, others take even men and all that. So ours is to make sure that we have sheltering spaces that are safe for women and are known in the community. Because the issue here is we want to make sure that these shelters are known. There's no point in having services, facilities, well-established, well-resourced, but they are underutilized because there is no knowledge about them existing. Right. So that's what we're trying to correct. We are trying to say, people of South Africa, there are shelters near where you live. You don't have to look far. You don't have to travel long distances near where you live. So that's why we're bringing a shelter help and ensure that you respond to women who are going to report that they have a need in different areas in South Africa. And we're also going to try and ensure that even partners, stakeholders are aware of this number, such that they can actually call if they're not sure. Say a police officer sitting in Kimberley needs a shelter in Cape Town. If they call this shelter helpline, they'll automatically be told that if the woman is stationed at this point right now, this is the nearest shelter where you can actually drive them to. So it's going to be helping even stakeholders, not just the victims, but other partners who deal with victims.
Visani, you've partly answered my next question to you, which is around the police, the SAPS. We know that a lot of the times women, especially in South Africa, have been complaining about the fact that when they're in a situation, their first point, you know, is the police station, and they are not helped when they get there. Even if you go to the police station to ask, you know, do you have a database for shelters, you don't receive any help. So what are you doing in terms of the SAPS, I don't know, to educate them, to ensure that they just do their jobs, I suppose. You are doing a chunk of it, but what are you doing to ensure that they at least become, you know, a vessel to lead those who are abused to you?
Yes, we notice that it's not every police station where a woman will report or where a victim will report and find help immediately. Others will give them a runaround. And sometimes we notice that it's because even our partners, the police, some of them are not actually sure of whether there is a shelter that exists, because there was a research done by the Henry Paul Foundation starting from 2016 and ended in 2017, where they actually called, they will pretend to be victims and call the police stations and say, I need a shelter. Then the police will be asking, what is a shelter? What kind of a shelter are you talking about? So that indicated that there are some police officials, even in a police station where another officer knows where a shelter is or knows about a shelter, others would not know about. So what we're doing is that we're going to be partnering with them. We're going to work with them. Remember, shelters exist in areas where there are police stations. So it's going to be up to those shelters and the employees and the staff to go there and say, we now have got a national number, a national shelter helpline where you can actually call yourself as a police officer to find out. Remember, a woman can be abused in Mpumalanga, but they want to be placed in a shelter in Free State. A woman can be abused in Cape Town. Maybe they are married here, but they would want to replace the shelter in Kimberley, in the Northern Cape or in the Eastern Cape. So if they go to a police station and this officer has been told by a social worker who works in that shelter that we've got this number, they will actually call the toll line and find out where exactly can they place this woman.
I think this is really, really incredible. We do need to leave it there. What is that toll, the telephone number?
Number, it is 0800-001-005.
Can you just repeat that one more time?
0800.
Right.
001.
Right.
005.
005.